Hello, this is my Advent Diary for December the 21st, 2018. Today is Friday in the third week of Advent. This is a reading from Isaiah. Shall the axe vaunt itself over him who hews with it, or the saw magnify itself against him who wields it? This is the question the Lord poses through Isaiah in an oracle against the Assyrian Empire in Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 through 19. Once again, the reader is confronted by a God who refuses to keep neat and clean categories. This is a God who will not remain safely tucked away inside the temple. This is not a God who deals primarily in personal favors and religious feelings. No, this is a God who is at work on an international stage, freely impinging upon nations' so-called sovereignty. Assyria has been the tool of God's judgment. Nothing special, common as an axe or a saw. But this empire, flush with its own success and glutted by its overblown self-importance, is oblivious to its bit player role in the drama beyond itself. The Assyrian king and his princes arrogantly assume that their military prowess has carried the day. Their arrogance will be their own undoing in God's own time. Isaiah sees something that the governments of his day, with their fixation on strategy and espionage, fail to see. God is on the loose in the world. The Assyrian Empire eventually crumbles under its own weight. Empires are altogether predictable. Empires always overreach. Their insatiable desire for more power, more control, more territory, more money, and more of everything else eventually becomes their undoing. Empires, no matter how long they last, come to an end. Empires measure their longevity in years, decades, and centuries. But against the backdrop of eternity, empires are vapors. Eventually, axes lose their edge. Eventually, saws become rusty. Eventually, God's time overtakes the machinations of the politicians. What Isaiah knows, and perhaps we would do well to learn, is that God can afford to be patient. God can afford to allow human arrogance to run its course. God has all the time in the world, because God has all the time beyond the world. In God's own time, the light of Israel will become a fire, and God's Holy One a flame. O come, Emmanuel. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.